Hey Luau, featuring 50 years of songs and dances as a tribute to their mama, Auntie Louise. Tahiti Nui, providing live Hawaiian music on Kauai since 1963. This family-style luau is every Wednesday, 5 to 7:30. More information at 826-6277 or online at thenui.com.
Heaven on Earth starts here. Organically grown non-GMO vegetable starts available at Hoku Foods and the Kilauea Farmers Market next to Kauai Mini Golf Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. More information at heavenonearthstarts@gmail.com.
And the views and opinions are those of the speakers and do not represent those of KKCR, its board, its underwriters, directors, or its programmers. Good afternoon, Dr. Donna Kaplan. I haven't seen you in a long time.
It's been some weeks, Kevin.
And how was your adventure, your retreat? It went well?
It went very well.
Good.
In LA, yeah.
Hang on. Well, you look great in springtime, so it's great to see you.
Thank you. You too.
And we have a guest today, don't we?
We do. We have Devin Williams here from Philadelphia.
Hello,
hi, Devin.
Hello.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
Thanks for having me here.
Uh-huh.
We are talking about fitness and health today. And Devin is a personal trainer and fitness instructor and a mixed martial artist, or I should say undefeated mixed martial artist.
Ooh.
And it's a pleasure to have you here.
It's a pleasure to be here. Always a pleasure, never a chore.
And so why don't we start out by telling the listeners about your experience. I know you started martial arts training at a very young age.
Yeah, I started training when I was about 7 years old and competing when I was 8. And throughout that, I've been pretty much in gyms my entire life, you know, either training for a competition or, you know, more my recent years, training other people for competition or just the personal training side and helping them reach their fitness goals and improve their healthy lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. So what got you into being a fitness instructor, just being in the gym?
Yeah, well, I've always been in the gym. To make a long story short, I just happened to be at the right place at the right time. I was teaching at my gym in Philly, Fight Firm. And our cardio instructor didn't come in one day. So my coach asked me to teach the class. And after that, it just became history. I went from teaching one class to two class, and then it kind of just took over the program.
Mm-hmm. And tell me what's unique about your approach to teaching personal training.
Well, mine is a little different simply because I don't just take the traditional means of, you know, we're doing push-ups and the standard set of conditioning workouts. So what I did, and this came from teaching that cardio class early on, I started researching different conditionings basically from the Olympic sports, you know, from gymnastics to people who swim and all different types of sports and things where you have to be in extreme physical condition. And so a lot of their conditioning workouts and just kind of modified them so a beginner to advanced person could execute those workouts to the best of their abilities. And through doing that, you have a crazy wide range of what you can incorporate into your workout routines. And in my philosophy, you should never get used to anything. You know, with a class I teach, we switch up every 2 days and then increase the work every week and then switch the entire regimen every month. So you never get used to anything. And that's what really keeps your body, you know, progressing forward.
So let's say for someone who hasn't been exercising much, can you just describe what you mean by you don't get used to it?
So what happens is no matter how hard you push, let's say I jog 3 miles every day.
Mm-hmm.
At first, that's going to be, you know, great if I've never ran before. And about 2 months from then, jogging 3 miles is going to be nothing. I'm going to need to add a lot more. But just adding one more mile isn't going to be enough just because my body will get used to jogging that one extra mile that much quicker because it's used to that specific range of motion. What I do is I'm always switching the motions that you got my students and clients are doing, you know, and then always switching, you know, how to trigger the explosiveness, whether it's working their, let's say, legs. instead of just doing squats, we can do jump squats and then far jumps and then high jumps and then sprint. You know, we're always mixing it up between that, using different pieces of equipment, different styles, different sets, so their muscles never get used to it.
Yeah, and, you know, let's just talk a little bit about the importance of exercise and training for health.
Well, exercise, it's hard to say anything that hasn't been already said on this show, I'm sure, but just to go over it, you pretty much need to have your body active. If you're still at any point, our bodies weren't meant to just be sitting still. I mean, they're not meant to be sitting in the chairs like we are now. Mm-hmm. We're built to be active and built to, you know, keep moving and always be pushing our body further. That's what we're built to do. And if you want to live even a moderately healthy lifestyle, you need to incorporate exercise, you know, in various forms, definitely into your lifestyle.
What would you say is the most important aspects for health and fitness?
The most important aspects would be consistency. Mm-hmm. And that would be in terms of your workouts and in terms of your eating habits.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, in tune with what your mindset is, which I think gets lost. You know, a lot of the times just inconsistency, people think that, oh, you just have to be in a mindset of you always have to eat clean and work out. Yes, that's true, but you have to be in a mindset that is your lifestyle. That's not a trend that you're doing. It's not a thing that you're doing just to lose a couple pounds. That has to literally become your lifestyle. It has to become so consistent that it's just, you know, second nature to you.
So if somebody is looking to get healthier and fit, what would you recommend for them in terms of consistency?
So the easiest thing I would have a person start off with, let's say if it was your first day working with me and we were going to design a plan, what we would do is probably start you off with 3 days a week of cardio.
Mm-hmm.
For about 20 to 30 minute sessions, depending on where you are fitness wise and we'll get to that slot of 20 to 30 minutes later on in the show.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll start off with that high intensity cardio, and then we would recommend that you eat extremely clean. What I tell everyone is to try to avoid things that have the nutritional labels on it and fall in love with the organic and non-GMO sticker. So basically,
yay.
Shop on, basically if you go into your market, you want to shop on the outside of your market.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where it's just, you know, nuts, fruit, vegetables and meat. That's pretty much all you need. You don't need too much more than that.
Mm-hmm. And what else about eating clean? We talked about eating organic, but you don't want to have all the processed
sugars.
Yeah,
you don't want to have processed sugars and, you know, hormones and stuff in your food. It really throws off your body chemistry, and it really negates everything you're trying to do. You can
mm-hmm.
think you're eating clean. You can be eating an on paper clean diet, but if it's not, you know, GMO free and organic, then it just, that shift in your body chemistry can nullify everything you're trying to do.
Mm-hmm. And also consistency in terms of timing of eating is very important, right?
Yes, consistency and timing of eating. A lot of people don't like to hear this, as we spoke before the show. You have to actually eat more to lose weight, and I know it blows a lot of people's minds.
It does.
It does. I tell them, and it just, their eyes light up, like, I have to eat more, especially when I tell them, as we spoke, a lot more protein and a lot more fat.
Mm-hmm.
You need to eat that, and that's healthy fat, not like go buy a bag of chips. And that doesn't mean try to load up on fat in every meal. It just means that you don't have to get your steak with the fat cut off. You can have a little bit of that. You can have a little bit of coconut oil, you know, if you're making breakfast or something like that, or in your smoothies. So I would recommend that everyone starts off trying to eat 5 to 6 times a day. You know, that's what really is going to jumpstart your metabolism and, you know, keep your body burning, and try to incorporate protein as much into every meal as you possibly can.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
And I have I pretty much recommend the same with my patients. In fact, I find that most people have some level of malnourishment because they're not absorbing well. So they need to catch up with their protein and their fats. And
yeah.
Fats are really important for the body.
And making sure, again, those fats are not, you know, GMO fats. GMO meat.
Processed oils
and stuff like that. Those processed canola and corn oils will tear your body up. You know, try to stick for, you know, virgin olive oils. Even if it says, like, organic coconut oil, not getting refined organic coconut oil.
Mm-hmm.
You know, making sure that you're trying to... It's crazy, but you really just want to put the best things in your body.
Mm-hmm.
You know, make sure you're eating the best things and digesting the best things.
And avocados,
or as I call it, vegetable butter.
Vegetable butter.
That stuff is of the gods.
Good one.
Avocados, along with those healthy fats, are really good. Avocados, whole plant fats, like, again, olive oil, coconut oil. Sometimes you'll get a good sesame or nut oil.
Mm-hmm.
You can run into those. Be careful with those, though.
Because they can go bad
a little quicker. And, of course, they play around with that organic label. They sneak things into nuts. I'll say do your research on what you're doing. And, you know, animal-based fats. And avocados, definitely. Those would be the best for mm-hmm. you right there.
Yeah, and there's been so much against animal-based fats in the last, 30 years because of this whole cholesterol issue in conventional medicine. But actually, cholesterol is the building blocks for so many compounds in the body and hormones and vitamin D and... those saturated fats are actually good for you, huh?
It's kind of like you need good cholesterol.
Mm-hmm.
It's avoiding the bad cholesterol. The same thing with fat. You need good fat,
mm-hmm.
not bad fat. You actually need fat to burn fat. People don't even realize that. If you're absorbing a diet, when you're not bringing any fat to your body won't know how to process, so it won't even try to burn, you know, the fats. And animal fats are the closest thing to, you know, for your body to recognize as a human being. That's the easiest fats for us to break down,
mm-hmm.
almost. It's that animal fats and animal collagen. So.
Yeah, and I find a lot of people, when I say to them, okay, you need to eat a lot more protein and fat and eat five or six meals a day, and they're really worried. They're like, oh, no, I can't do that. I'm going to gain weight. And I say, well, actually, you're going to lose weight.
Well, a lot of people don't realize how... they don't even understand what metabolism is.
Mm-hmm.
And that is pretty much the key to losing weight and making sure you're healthy and actually, you know, burning that extra bit of fat that you want, those extra bits of calories that you want. And eating more actually is what makes your body digest a little bit quicker, because it gets used to, okay, I have another meal coming up, and it starts grabbing that energy immediately. It starts pulling from your body immediately.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're eating two or three times a day, it knows it has to, you know, keep that food stored up to last till its next meal, you know.
And of course, a lot of people may only be eating one meal a day.
And one meal a day and not eating is horrible. It's the worst possible thing you can do, is
mm-hmm.
send your body into starvation. You got to learn to eat a lot, you know, eat a lot. And I guarantee you, people think they can't eat that much. I ran a program back in Philly called my 14-Day Fat Furnace, and I gave everyone diets where they were eating six times a day, and some people were eating, you know, a good amount of calories. They looked at it and thought they wouldn't be able to eat it, and I guaranteed them a week after eat it, they'll be hungry after six meals. And for the first week, they said they couldn't eat it, almost felt like, you know, they were stuffing themselves. And the Monday after, they were saying they were starving after six meals. Like, your body's, it will react.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you have an expert who's been doing this for a while telling you to eat six times, and that's the general consensus among all the experts, you should probably try it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And so, you also are stabilizing your blood sugar level.
Yeah, which is going to help your cortisol.
And that's, right, cortisol levels. Because if you don't stabilize, you know, eat like every 2.5-3 hours,
mm-hmm.
then you're going to get spikes of mm-hmm. highs and lows, especially if you have like fruit on an empty stomach or something sweet, candy on an empty stomach, you know. So you're getting these spikes and then cortisol released, and cortisol can really affect
what I would advise a person who's getting into a healthy diet, you know, that's listening to this show and has never done, you know, a strict diet or have a
mm-hmm.
more healthy lifestyle, is a big key is being careful with sugar. sugar is very dangerous, and people shouldn't just think because it's natural sugar, like we're saying fruit, mm-hmm. that it's just that much better. Of course it's better because mm-hmm. it's not processed, but it's still sugar. Mm-hmm. You know, 16 grams of sugar is 16 grams of sugar, whether it comes from fruit or from a bag with, you know, the granulated white sugar in it. So you have to really be careful about how you do that and really monitor your sugar levels. Like when I did, like I said, that 14-day program, my clients were only eating one fruit meal, and that was in the middle of the day. They had already eaten two or three times before, and their mm-hmm. bodies were already moving around. So it wasn't even so much a spike because they might have had like a small bit of carbs in the morning. Their body's already, you know, digesting and breaking sugars down. So it's not even so much spiking, but you really have to be, because sugar can equal disaster if you don't know what you're doing. Mm-hmm. You know? So for the people that are listening to this, I would really recommend that you really do your research on sugar and really see how it affects you.
Mm-hmm. You know? And you have a lot of information on your website, right?
Yes, my website is devinwilliamspersonaltraining.com, and I have tons of information, articles. I also have the layout for that program, samples. I have a free ebook out right
now.
Nice. Yeah, I have a free ebook out right now with recipes, you know, and it has a breakdown of, you know, how many times you should eat, why you should eat that many times, how it affects your metabolism. I'm always posting content. Through there, you can get to all my social links. You can contact me through the website directly.
Mm-hmm.
Or through any of the social links listed on the website. And again, it's devinwilliamspersonaltraining.com.
Yeah, and you have a phone number too.
Yeah, the phone number is 215-776-1898. Again, 215-776-1898.
Well, it's been really fun to have you nearby and to do some of the workouts with you. I've been really enjoying that, and learning self-defense.
Yeah.
Has been really great. We've been doing judo and jujitsu, so
yeah, I've been getting Dr. Donna ready.
So, you're doing some classes, so people just get in touch with you.
Yeah,
if they want to join in.
Yeah, we're doing a couple of small group classes, a couple of kickboxing conditioning classes, self-defense classes. And anyone can contact me through the contacts listed on my website, again, devinwilliamspersonaltraining.com, or call or text my number, again, which is 215-776-1898, for all the details.
And you're here on Kauai until?
Until the 30th.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you're doing classes like morning and afternoon?
Morning and afternoon.
Depending on the day. So.
Yep, and of course, if anyone's interested in doing personal work, they can contact me through that there.
Mm-hmm.
Very flexible while I'm here.
So, and I just want to bring up one of the points that we were just talking about, mm-hmm. about eating consistently, and you mentioned you don't want your body to be in starvation mode, because
yeah.
the body thinks there's a famine, and it's yeah. going to store that all into fat, right?
Yep. It sends it into what's called catabolic state, where your body's literally going to store fat and eat your muscle in between. So if you're eating, you know, one time a day, two times a day, even if you're eating three times a day, and a lot of people think that's, you know, regular, and which is normally taught as, you know, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, you need to have meals in between, because that breakfast, lunch, and dinner is just not enough. Your body is always going to be in that catabolic state because it has big gaps of when it's not eating. And on top of that, if you plan on exercising at all, you definitely need to be eating at least five times a day. You know,
mm-hmm.
and especially, again, incorporating protein and a lot of greens into your diet. Make sure you're absorbing a lot of nutrients.
And again, you know, even I find so many people have adrenal fatigue because of stress, and just eating consistently like that is so important.
Yeah, some of the points that a lot of people don't go over is, you know, of course, eating consistently. It's normally just eating clean. They don't tell you how many times you should eat. And again, people just stick to the breakfast, lunch, and dinner thing. And that's just not enough. Eating consistently. Of course, stress. Stress is one of the biggest killers because, of course, the effects it has on your cortisol level. And that's going to stop your body from, you know, keeping its metabolism high and burning the fat and getting rid of those extra calories that you need. And sleep. You know, people don't realize that sleep is a big thing, and it couples with both of those things, you know.
Yes.
Sleep is a big thing. You need to be making sure you're sleeping up to 8 hours a night, and, you know, really letting your body recover. If not, your cortisol levels can go through the roof. You're really not going to get rid of, you know, the extra calories that you have.
So your website has actual recipes, huh?
Yeah, it's right when you get to my website, there's a slider right there. Builders, they're really simple, easy to navigate website. And you'll see it's a free ebook I have up right now, and you can go right on it and click it. And it's a PDF, so it's good. You can download it on your phone, tablet. And again, it has recipes, about 100 of them. For you, your body type, it has breakdowns of your body type, you know, whether you're endomorph, exomorph, stuff like that. How many times you should be eating, why you should be eating, how many times you should be eating carbs, what is the danger of eating carbs, how many times you should be eating sugar, what's the danger of eating sugar, the benefits of protein. So it's a real basic thing that you can get in a real simple ebook.
That's so great. Yeah. And, you know, I find that people really need some guidance coming off of a more processed, ready-made food diet.
Yeah.
So,
again, when I ran that 14-day program, everyone that was on there was a part of that 14-day fast life, you know. They had to normally get food while they were out, or they would just take frozen meals to lunch and stuff like that. So they had to learn that 9 times out of 10, if you want to eat healthy, you have to cook.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, you got to dedicate an hour of that day to not watching TV. And you can even watch TV while you cook. It's just, you have to be able to prepare your own meals, control what goes into your body. You know, I wouldn't let anyone control what goes into my body. I try to cook as much as I possibly can, or know who's cooking my food, you know. So.
And know where your food's coming from.
And know where your food's coming from. And the switch really isn't that difficult, to tell you the honest truth. And all of them had it. It's just those guidelines. Be careful of what you eat. Just watch your calories. You know, you're still able to eat cheeseburgers, pretty much. Just avoid the cheese. You can still have a giant burger with, you know, avocado on it and an egg on it, you know. And that's not going to be the calorie bomb that puts you out. That's actually going to be a lot better for you than a burger with a bun and cheese on it. And it's going to be way tastier.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I find out eating this way is normally a lot better than eating the processed food.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Very good.
Could you spell your name, Devin?
Devon.
Okay.
Last name Williams.
That's DevinWilliamsPersonalTrainer.com.
Personal training.
Training. Okay.
Yeah, DevinWilliamsPersonalTraining.com.
So let's talk a little bit about training and what you recommend for people, you know, who are starting out or who are more experienced.
All right. So let's go to the beginner, because that's the broader audience, I'm sure. So the beginner, actually, when I was doing my lifestyle change and just beginning, I had this simple workout that I found, and it's called the jumping jack cycle. And this is a good way to break yourself, not even to just working out, but getting into the habit of doing high intensity cardio, which is the most effective style of cardio. And we're going to get into that, I'm sure, after the
Do you want to just say why it's the most effective?
High intensity cardio is really good, just because it's what's spiking your heart rate. It's pushing your body to its max. So your body is really trying to grab as much energy as it possibly can, which is what your metabolism is. Your metabolism is, you know, the process of breaking down your food and what you drink into oxygen and energy. So when your body is trying to use up more energy, it's going to quickly break down that food and break down what you drink and break down your fat, because it's going to burn your fat as energy as well and see it as a food source. So high intensity cardio is the most effective and efficient way of doing it, because you don't have to work out for 3 or 4 hours. You can do it from 20 to 30 minute sessions pretty much a day, you know. And that's pretty much all you need to do. So what I do.
And it's better for you.
It's way better for you. It's way better for you.
It's also called interval training, right?
High intensity interval training. There's a lot of different names for it. It's called it high intensity cardio, HIIT cardio. It's a whole bunch of names. It's basically you push as hard as you can for a short amount of time. So you're going high intensity to low intensity to high intensity to low intensity for a set amount of time between 20 and 30 minutes. So the workout example I was saying is you can do jumping jacks, simple jumping jacks. Most people can do those for 2 minutes. And I know that sounds like a lot, but it's going to go by quick, I guarantee you. 2 minutes and then rest for 30 seconds to a minute, depending on how much you need it. And then do it again. 2 minutes on, 30 seconds to a minute off. And just repeat that for 20 minutes. I did that for a month, and that was pretty much my first 9 pounds.
So 20 minutes, you do how many high-intensity rounds about?
Again, it depends on how long the break is, you know, for you. So if I'm just starting out, let's say I'm really overweight and it's really hard for me to do those because, you know, my intensity is different from a person who's never worked out in intensity. You know, someone can walk up a pair of steps and be out of breath and, you know, we can hike and I won't take a deep breath at all. So it depends on the intensity. Some people might only get a couple of rounds out of that. And some people might max it out and, you know, hit about 7 or 8 rounds out of that.
But they want to get at least 20 minutes.
Yeah, but 20 minutes. Don't even worry about so much the repetitions you're getting in. Make sure you're pushing yourself for a set amount of time, resting for a set amount of time. Just do that for 20 minutes. Again, you can do that with jumping jacks for 2 minutes on and about 30 seconds to a minute off. And then you can do that with, you know, jump rope, anything where you're engaging your entire body.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you want to do something and you're a little bit more advanced but still want simple workouts, something like burpees would be good for that. It's same thing with sprinting for a set amount of time and then jogging and then sprinting and then jogging for 20 to 30 minutes. And I guarantee you it's going to not just change your physical aesthetic, but actually how you feel. I have a client right now, your daughter, my fiance, and she's been sprinting. She's been working out her entire life, and just because she's been incorporating sprints into it, her performance has went through the roof, where she wasn't exactly the most explosive person, you know, generally being a female, not having a lot of quick twitch muscle fibers, and just hasn't been sprinting at all and exploding any workouts her entire life. She's clearing 40 yards in about, you know, under 4 seconds. That's, you know, football status. She's fast, and she's just only been sprinting for a couple of months.
That's great.
So it's, again, what I tell every client is that results is the biggest motivator. When you see that you're doing these workouts for about 30 minutes a day, and you see yourself slimming down, but you also see yourself getting better, and you start craving harder workouts. You start wanting to push yourself when you start seeing yourself get better.
Yeah. So, you know, a lot of people who aren't exercising so much, maybe they try to take walks. So you would recommend, you know, maybe sprinting for part of that time.
Oh yeah, even if you start off with just walking, I could say let's walk for about a minute. And if you can sprint only for 20 seconds, you know, if you can only sprint for 20 seconds and you got to walk for about a minute, so again, you're a heavier set person, or, you know, a person that's never really pushed their lungs, you know, they just doesn't have good conditioning, which is a lot of people out there. A lot of people think they have good conditioning. Just because you look like you're in shape doesn't mean that you're actually in shape. Start off walking and then, you know, pick up the pace. Even if it's not a full sprint, just go as fast as you possibly can for, you know, up to a 20-second burst, and then back to walking. Get your air back and then sprint as hard as you can again. You know, and try that for about 20 minutes, you know.
Yeah, that's great. And that's really something that everyone can do if they're able to walk and run.
Yeah.
And then you have people who are, let's say, you know, restricted in their movements because of, you know, body health reasons. What do you recommend?
Well, it would be hard to just say a recommendation because, again,
you would need to see it.
But let's just see a person that has a bad back.
Mm-hmm.
People with bad back, like me, it actually makes it hard for me to even sprint sometimes because I'm leaning all my weight forward. So that just hurts my back. So, again, I can do something where I'm more stable in one spot where I'm just jumping side to side. I can put like a little towel on the ground, and I jump to one side of the towel to the other side of the towel, and I just jump back and forth for 2 minutes, and then I rest for a little while, and then I just jump back and forth for a little while, and that could work for someone. If you have knee problems, you can find out a different workout. It's the information age. If you have a problem, you can pretty much Google workouts around that problem, you know, workouts to avoid injuring back or injuring shoulder, whatever your injury might be, and just find one that's really high in intensity, really pushing your heart rate, which is key, pushing your heart rate, and then giving it all you got for about 20 to 30 minutes,
mm-hmm.
and then watch the results happen.
And so it's going to increase your metabolism. What else?
It's going to increase your metabolism, but it's also going to release what's called growth hormones.
Yeah.
And that's what's executes your body improving. It's what's going to help your body recover. It's going to get you stronger. It's the things that's going to
helps you lose weight.
It's
helps you to have young organs.
It's
to help
you
have skin.
It's the you know, mother. It's the milk of the gods, pretty much. And that's what you need. It just keeps your body. It's a reason that a lot of people pay to have, you know, growth hormones injected into them and, you know, have growth hormone treatments, is because it's ridiculously good for you. Not to have it, you know, not naturally having it injected into you, but to have your body naturally releasing. That only comes through, you know, high resistance training and high interval cardio training.
Mm-hmm.
For those tuning in, we're halfway through our show, Health Talk, the first and third Mondays of the month with Dr. Donna Kaplan, and our guest today is Devin Williams. And I was just on your website. It's a really groovy site.
Thanks.
A lot of information.
Yeah, try to make it really basic.
And visually, it's like, whoa, it's really nice.
Yeah.
That's Devin Williams, D-E-V-O-N, Williams, personaltraining.com. And, okay.
Great. This is really, really valuable. Growth hormone we were just talking about,
mm-hmm.
and so you mentioned about resistant training, so that combining that with the high intensity or interval training is the best for best results.
Yes,
right?
For the best results. So again, we were just talking about our diet, staying consistent with that, and staying consistent with our conditioning workouts,
mm-hmm.
in terms of cardio. But conditioning is also in terms of gaining strength or maintaining your strength and making sure you're getting lean muscle. So in the trainer world, we have something called skinny fat. When someone is doing all cardio,
mm-hmm.
and they are losing weight, but they're actually losing muscle too.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of times you see people that they're losing weight, but they still have like loose skin. They really have no shape. They actually are losing weight, but don't look like they're in shape at all.
You and know. Is that because they're not eating enough, or?
Normally, it's not even so much that they're not eating enough, it's that they don't incorporate resistance training, which would be body weight training or weightlifting, to be the simplest examples,
mm-hmm.
Which everyone pretty much needs to do. And the benefits of those are just as much, if not more, than cardio, because you're going to be gaining strength. You're going to be gaining muscle, which is going to give you the shape and physical aesthetic that most people want. Not even so much that you're going to get bulky, especially for females, because you can't get bulky. Your body just doesn't produce the testosterone to get bulky. You can lift as heavy if you want. You won't, you know, look like a man would. But for men, they normally do want to, you know, gain a couple pounds of muscle and look ripped up. And for the female, that's what lifts and tones and tightens, and that's what they normally want. But you're working major muscle groups, so that's actually what's going to release growth hormones more than anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you couple those together, your body is rapidly releasing growth hormones. And again, you need your growth hormones in your sleep. Sleep is an important part,
because mm-hmm.
your body is going to recover during rest and actually burn more calories during rest. So yeah, that's a resistance training is a real big key. And the biggest part of it is your muscle metabolism ratio. So your body actually burns the most. You lose weight depending on actually how much muscle you have, your base metabolic rate. So it's normally 5 to 7 pounds per pound of muscle you have. So even if you're just doing cardio, if your body's burning muscle, you're actually going to be losing less, you know, calories during rest and during your workouts, because you're losing muscle. Your metabolism is not going to be as high. even though you're losing weight, it's going to be harder to do it, and then your body's eventually going to plateau. Or if you're lifting weights, even if you maintain, let's say, a 140-pound frame, and your body is getting lower, it's still going to burn weight as if it was 140 pounds. I mean, your result's going to come quicker and way more efficiently. And you're still going to keep the shape that you want and build lean muscle.
So what do you recommend for people to join a gym, for the resistance training,
so
can they do it, you know, by themselves at home, or what?
So that's a tricky question. If you really have to do your research when it comes to weight training or resistance training in a whole, because it's morally about your form, actually. If you have bad form doing it, you can run the risk of injuring yourself, not actually hitting the muscles that you need to hit, and not getting the same type of workout where, let's say if I do a squat and my knees together, I'm not engaging every part of that squat like I need to, from my hamstrings to quadriceps to gluteus minimus and maximus. So it's not the same thing. And you normally need someone who's really experienced. So it can be anyone from a trainer at a gym to, you know, a person that might be a friend who's weight trained their entire life and could give you pointers. And, you know, you've seen results from them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really something where a person can't just tell you, oh, you just need to go bench press and do stuff like that. You need someone to walk you through. And most gyms give, you know, one or two complimentary sessions. So use that as a way to get some knowledge into it. But you can't really just jump into resistance training. You normally have to do a lot of research. And again, form is key. Make sure that you have someone checking your form for you, someone who is an experienced trainer, or, you know, a person who's been training in that field for a while who's experienced. And make sure that, you know, you're keeping yourself protected, not putting yourself in a compromising position where you can injure yourself.
Very good. So let's get into, so many people are interested in weight management and weight loss and weight gain, for some people. So let's talk a little more about that.
So what I would recommend for someone who is looking to lose weight, let's say they were looking just to shed the first 10 pounds, and people need to understand the first 10 pounds and the next 10 pounds are completely different things. But let's say if you need to lose the first 10 pounds, you could go to eating 5 times a day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, make sure that you're eating clean, like we said, try to avoid the thing with the nutritional facts and stay, you know, organic as much as you possibly can, which should be all the time because you have options. And I would say eat 5 times a day, incorporating protein into every meal, work out cardio-wise three to four times a week, and work out resistance-wise three times a week, if your body can allow yourself to work out through that. You can cut.
Would that be in the same day you do cardio resistance, or opposite days?
I always do every other day. So it could be Monday cardio, Tuesday lifting, Wednesday cardio, Thursday lifting, and I could work to Saturday and then have a rest day, because your body, again, needs to rest to let those growth hormones do what they're supposed to do.
And when you're saying cardio, you're talking about
the high intensity.
But you can still do cardio in between your weightlifting if it's.
I would say you can do some things to keep your body warm if your, you know, weightlifting session is, you know, a little bit spread out. You guys are going slow, so you can keep your body warm just to, you know, make sure that you don't lock up and run the risk of injuring yourself. But to do high intensity cardio and weightlifting in the same day is a bit much. It's a bit much, and you don't want to overtrain. You'll burn yourself out, and your body will just shut down pretty much. You won't release any growth hormones. It won't go into rest. It'll pretty much go into shock, and the exact opposite. So you want to make sure that you're working out hard, and again, this is why 20 to 30 minutes is key, because you want to push yourself as hard as you possibly can in that. Make that 30 minutes worth it. Make that 20 minutes worth it. If you do a workout session with weights, and that could be, they normally range between, you know, 30 minutes to an hour, depending on what your regimen is, you know, what your trainer has you doing, what a friend might have you doing. So make sure that you're really pushing yourself and being efficient and having good form in that. So you never really need to work out a long period of the day. But That's all. That's what I recommend, is every other day and have one rest day. Possibly two if, you know, you're really, really sore and it's becoming brutal and you really feel like you can't get it. But you know your body. I would say recommend one rest day, eating clean. Every other day you're switching your workouts between cardio and weight training. And that's as simple as it really gets for that first 10 pounds. You'll see results like that, seriously. Mm-hmm. You'll see results like that in both your physical aesthetic and your performance.
Mm-hmm. And again, eating clean consistently.
Consistently. You have to eat clean consistently. It can't just be, you know, I'm a cheat on Tuesday, and then I'm a cheat on Wednesday, and just have one little thing. Like, one bag of chips every day adds up at the end of the week, mm-hmm. you know.
And also, people want to eat not too late at night.
Yeah, not too
late. Not before bedtime.
Well, again, that comes into getting that 8 hours of sleep. If you plan on getting that 8 hours of sleep, if you plan on showering and everything else, you normally need to be eating, you know, close to maybe an hour and a half, 2 hours before you go to bed, you know, and let that food really digest.
Mm-hmm.
That way you still have a little bit of time to move around, still be a little active. Even if it's just getting up and going to the shower, going to the bathroom, preparing your meals for the next day or something like that. Just try that. Make sure you're getting enough sleep.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people think that in order to lose weight, they have to diet.
I'm actually against diets. I call my diet the anti-diet diet. It's the anti-diet diet. If you saw me eat, you would swear that it almost looks unhealthy, because I'll get, like, big burgers and avocados and stuff. I get big burgers and avocados and stuff like that, and I'll occasionally have, you know, sweet potatoes with coconut oil every now and then. And people think that that's crazy, but that's how you can actually eat and still lose weight and be healthy. It's just about monitoring, again, how much you do it, and monitoring how you do it, you know.
I have a question for you.
Yes, sir.
In terms of the diet.
Yep.
If someone comes to you and is either a vegetarian or a vegan, how do you work with them in their diet?
So vegetarians and vegans, it's a little different because, again, they're not absorbing animal-based protein, which are normally complete protein. So what I would say for them is, if they are completely against, you know, incorporating meat into their diet, which I always recommend for me personally, but if you are going to go an all-veggie diet, make sure that you fall in love with protein powder and get a good quality protein powder. Was the Garden of Life has one. You have Primal Force has a pretty good one. And they, again, would be
organic.
Organic.
You don't want to have soy protein.
Yeah, soy protein. Soy is
very detrimental.
Yeah, literally 99.99% of soy is bad for you. So you want to really stay away from it. If you're eating, and same thing for my meat eaters, if you're doing protein powders, make sure that it's 100% organic, and try to even stay away from dairy. Try to go for more of an egg white protein, or, you know, a non-dairy protein, which is organic.
So
a rice-based protein.
So for someone who's vegan, and there's also pea protein.
Yeah, for someone who's vegan.
Or hemp protein.
You have hemp protein, pea protein, a whole bunch of different plant-based proteins. So get a really good quality one that your body can absorb, and incorporate as much protein as you possibly can into all of your meals without doing soy, you know.
Right. And good fats again, avocados and
good fats.
Coconut. Right?
There's avocados and coconuts. There's no reason why you shouldn't be eating those all the time. There's no reason. They even taste good. They get rid of some cravings, if you get my drift. They get rid of some cravings. It's nothing like, you know, having an egg and then slicing some avocado over after you just cooked it in coconut oil. It's ridiculously delicious. Or just having that in the protein smoothie. So
I think you like food.
I love food. I actually just finished my culinary arts program.
All right.
I did that for 2 years. So it makes it really easy when you know how to cook to maintain a healthy diet. And you can have a lot of fun, too.
So, did we have a caller, Cousin Rich?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay, well, people are welcome to call in if you have any questions
or comments. And if you could mention again, Devin, your little workshops that you're going to be holding here while you're here visiting.
Yeah. I'll be
your phone number, please.
Again, I will be holding kickboxing classes, which are my kickboxing conditioning classes, self-defense small group training, which is...
Those are two different ones, right?
The self-defense small group training?
That's different than the kickboxing.
Yeah, right? That's different from the kickboxing. This is where we'll be actually grappling, going over judo and jiu-jitsu techniques, submission grappling, which is really good for females in the terms of self-defense. You know?
Very empowering.
Yeah, so Donna's already flipping people. Donna's flipping people and learning arm bars and different chokes.
It was so much fun to be able to learn that in the first hour.
You're
a really great instructor.
Yeah, so we'll be doing, you know, kickboxing classes, our self-defense submission grappling classes. And if anyone has any, you know, requests for personal training work, or they just want to get more information about me, they can contact me at 215-776-1898, or again, my website, which is devonwilliamspersonaltraining.com, D-E-V-O-N, personaltraining.com.
Okay, so let's maybe just put out there other ways that I know you talked about form being just so important for resistant training or weight training. But if somebody isn't able to get to the gym and they want to do it at home, what would you advise?
Again, that's really hard because of how important form is.
Okay.
So if you are a person that has no option but to do it at home, I would say you need to get on your computer and do as much research as you possibly can. So, for example, if you're just doing squats at home, you need to watch at least four different, and I mean, they have to be like highly recommended instructors that are online, even if you're on, you know, YouTube or something like that.
Yeah, because with squats, you don't want to hurt your knees.
With anything, you don't want to hurt anything. So,
yeah.
But even if you're on YouTube, YouTube's a really mixed bag. You get a lot of people that know what they're doing and a lot of people that have no clue and just are putting up videos, and they all come up in the same search.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to go after really recommended channels, which you can always, you know, Google search who are good fitness YouTubers, because you know, fitness YouTuber has actually become a business now. So you can find out how to get good at home form, get good at home workouts, and look at about three or four people, and if they're all saying the same thing, that's what you should do. But you need to do research for each and every single resistance workout you do if you do not have a trainer or someone to watch your form, because you can injure yourself. I've injured myself multiple times just by being stubborn and not listening. So I hope anyone that is listening knows that no matter how built up you are, you're not invincible. You need to take care of your body, and that means making sure that you take care of yourself during your workouts.
Mm-hmm. Push-ups, that's a good one, right?
Things like various forms of push-ups, various forms of squats, burpees, pull-ups. If you have a pull-up bar in your home, you can purchase some pretty cheap now. Just put it on your door. Get a pull-up and chin-up bar. You can do a lot of those things, but again, even doing pull-ups, I've injured my shoulder just having my hands too close together. So you got to make sure that you're always checking your form, always checking your form.
And again, if people have health issues like high blood pressure, diabetes,
anything like that, where
check with an expert.
You need to check with an expert. It's if you can, the same people that say they cannot make it to a gym are the same ones that can make it to the bar or make it to a sporting event. You need to invest in your body, you know.
That's right.
You just need to invest in your body. And if you want to have a healthy lifestyle, treat it like a lifestyle. So if your lifestyle is having fun, you're going to the bar and out to eat all the time, you need to be going to the gym. And you can still go out to eat all the time.
Right. You can't just rely on taking a pharmaceutical pill to make you healthy.
Nothing is, and I had this talk with my class before I came here to Kauai back in Philly. I was the king of trying to find a shortcut. I would be the king of Google searching how to lose weight fast or something like that. And it just doesn't work. It doesn't work. It's really hard. It's no substitute for it. You just have to accept the fact that if it was easy, everyone would be doing it. If it was easy, everyone would be in shape. It's not supposed to be the easiest thing in the world, but it's definitely not the hardest thing in the world. The hardest thing in the world is going through your life and every year feeling yourself deteriorating, you know?
Yeah. So you talked about the first 10 pounds, losing weight was different than the next 10 pounds.
Yeah, because the first 10 pounds, your body isn't used to it. So it's reacting like, oh, my God, we're doing this crazy thing. It needs to grab so much energy. But just like I said in the beginning of the discussion about the running, if I ran, 3 miles every day, and even if I just kicked it up to 5 or 6 miles, it still wouldn't be as good as what I did. Two things are happening. My body's getting used to working out as in a whole. A person who's been fit their entire life is going to be hard, especially when they're lower in body fat, to lose that next couple of pounds, that last 5 pounds, just because their body's used to it and because they're not as big as they used to be. You know, it's way easier for a person that is 250 to lose weight than a person who is 150 or a person who is 115. You know, it's way harder depending on your body fat percentage. Just that alone makes it way harder, to lose that next 10 pounds. Like, my first couple of pounds came off easy, and then I plateaued for about a month, and then it was just 1 and 2 and 3. And then, through me becoming more educated and trying different workouts and making sure that I was following my own advice, I started shedding it off. But don't think, like, my first 9 pounds came off really quick, and then the next 3 don't come off as fast, and then the next 4 don't come off as fast. But I'm still feeling my performance getting better. So again, it's results in both ways, both performance and aesthetically. Mm-hmm. Just because you're not losing weight too doesn't mean you're not, because you can stay 115, but 115 of muscle and 115 of fat to completely 2 115. Mm-hmm. So just because your scale isn't going down, and people do not fall in love with the scale. Do not fall in love. The scale is very difficult when you're new to the game of exercising and dieting. The scale will really throw you off and scare you sometimes in terms of how much weight you're losing. Just worry about staying healthy, sticking to your regimen, always improving. And you'll see the results, but don't expect it just to be in, if I lost 10 pounds in the first month, I'm going to lose 10 pounds in the second month. You might only lose 7 pounds, but you might gain 2 pounds of muscle,
Mm-hmm.
And that might increase your metabolic rate. You might be hitting that sprint and having to increase all your workouts because you're getting so much stronger and faster. And those should be the results you're looking for as well, just not, looking aesthetically pleasing.
So what about trying to gain weight?
So this is normally the request for my guys when they're trying to gain weight, and sometimes mm-hmm. females when they are. What you need to do is, again, stay clean. Just because you're trying to gain weight, it doesn't mean start cranking down cinnamon buns and ice cream.
Good point.
And I know, as much as people love to crank down cinnamon buns and ice cream, even healthy cinnamon buns and ice cream, which I haven't
found. Are there any?
I haven't really found any, and I've been looking. All you're going to do is, again, increase your calorie intake by a bit. And there are tons of ways of finding out how much you can do it. This one, like Fit Buddy, which is a app where you can put your weight in, how much you exercise per week, what exercises you do, and it'll calculate how many calories, on average you should be having per day to like maintain and to lose 1 pound per week or to gain 1 pound per week. And mm-hmm. I always have people shoot for that 1 pound per week, because again, it sounds very minimal. Everyone wants to just, think they're going to gain 10 pounds a week and it's going to be over. Don't try to take a shortcut. Almost embrace.
Because you'll end up, like, if you're trying to lose weight and you lose more than 1 pound a week, and then you'll end up gaining it back,
wind up gaining it back. And even if you're looking to gain 1 pound a week, you might try to overdo it. And then, again, I see this happen a lot, too. People think because they're gaining weight, they don't have to really watch their calories. Just because you're gaining weight doesn't mean you don't have to watch your calories or watch what you eat. Just because you eat healthy the entire time and you're like, oh, I'm gaining weight so I can have buffalo wings and pizza at the end of the day. It doesn't work like that, It doesn't work like that at all. You still want to be smart and healthy because you want to gain healthy weight. You don't want to just put on that fat that you worked so hard to get rid of in the first place, So doing that, making sure you're doing resistance training to, again, build that muscle, which is that still, even though you're gaining weight, we want to build lean muscle and gain healthy weight. So those are the things that you really want to focus on, not so much just packing on pounds, You want to slowly, slowly be methodical about how you diet, absorb the information. Again, this is the information age. You can pretty much look up anything you need to, or look up an expert close to you, whether it be me or Miss Donna Kaplan. And they should have the information to you and be able to steer you in the right direction.
So you mentioned earlier on about sprinting and fast twitch muscle fibers, and you want to just talk about that a little bit and slow twitch and what that is.
Okay, so I was studying to get a personal trainer certification and studying a little bit because I'm going to be taking exercise science and getting a degree in that. And one of the things I saw, and it's only a very small section. Most people don't go into detail. Most, you know, textbooks don't go into detail about the muscle fibers and the types of muscle fibers. And, of course, everyone knows there's quick twitch and slow twitch muscle fibers.
Everyone knows that.
Well, most people in the fitness industry or in, you know, who have a healthy lifestyle know.
Okay.
But for the people who do not know it, the simplest way I can play it, say it, is explosive muscle fibers and endurance muscle fibers.
Mm-hmm.
That's the easiest way to think about it. Muscle fibers that get you from point A to point B really quick, and muscle fibers that allow you to go from point A to point Z really efficiently without burning out. So what I saw a lot was that there was speculation that females had more slow twitch muscle fibers than men, and then men had more quick twitch muscle fibers than women. And it wasn't too much information on it, but I was really interested, because what I saw is, as I was teaching my kickboxing class, actually women were normally outworking my guys. The guys would start off really quick, and about 10 minutes in, they would start burning out. So just to do a little bit of research again, because I'm always looking to educate myself as much as I possibly can in my field, I started paying attention to, again, those Olympic sports and just, you know, little things like triathletes and stuff like that. And what I saw was a lot of champions in endurance sports, such as, you know, long distance running and, you know, sprints. And marathon runners and stuff like that were women. A lot of the times they were the champions and dominated. Not saying that men couldn't be, because, of course, they can train themselves to be. But, you know, long distance swimmers, triathletes, people that do what's it called, decathlons. Is that how you say it, decathlon?
Yes.
Decathlons.
And unfortunately, we are out of time.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that went by quick.
It did. So, again, thank you for joining us, Devin.
Thanks for having
me.
And
again, Devin Williams, Devon, personaltraining.com.
Woo!
And you're here until the 30th?
Until the 30th.
And yeah.
I was going to give him the number, 215-776-1898. And up next, my good friend Richard with One World Radio. So thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having
Thanks
me again.
So
thank
so much,
Donna.
Devin.
Thanks,
thank you,
Dr.
Cousin Don. Rich.
Okay, everyone,
Cousin Rich.
Everyone have a good day.
Same to you. Aloha.
Aloha.
When morning comes to Morgantown, the merchants roll their awnings down. The milk trucks make their morning rounds in morning Morgantown. We'll rise up early with the sun to ride the bus while everyone is yawning and the day is young in morning Morgantown. Table in the shade. the same thing.